The lads have been in the gym for a month. One or two have done a little bit of cricket. But once Christmas passes, it soon whizzes round. And that first game here at the Riverside will soon be here.
I've noticed on Twitter varying players complaining about how hard you're working them in the gym, the fitness tests and everything they have. I think once the season ends and they all wind down and they're away from the club for a while, it's hard to get back into that routine again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think generally as a group of players, we've got a smashing group who get in the gym very willingly, but the accent on the levels of fitness in the game is changing all the time. And, you know, we have a group that are, to a large extent, led by two fanatics in Will Smith and Gordon Mitchell, who are supremely fit for 12 months of the year. And it's important that the guys who are making progress, people like Chris Rushworth and Michael Richardson, they keep up to speed and try and start the season where they finished off last year.
Mm. Interesting, you mentioned Chris Rushworth. Since I last saw you, he's been given a new 2-year contract. He impressed me last season. He's certainly come on leaps and bounds, and a lad who was given a second chance at Durham and took it with both hands.
Yeah, that's the delightful thing about finding Chris where he is now, that things didn't work out for him with the academy. We had a plethora of seam bowlers at that time, so there wasn't much opportunity for moving forward. He went away and played a bit for Sunderland and then sort of picked his game up after a while, and then he's got back into Durham in the last 2 years. He's been excellent.
Steve Harmison, we didn't see him towards the back end of last season because of injuries, and he'd been off on loan down to Yorkshire. I know it's his benefit year coming up. He's got a point to prove both off and on the pitch, really, next year. He worked hard during last winter in the gym. I understand he's putting the effort in again this winter.
Yeah, it was this forthcoming year is an important year for Stephen. Obviously, last year of a contract, as you say, a benefit year. He doesn't want it to be the last year of a brilliant career, so it's very much in his hands. As you said, he worked hard last winter, got a bad injury in February, which put him back a little bit. So hopefully what we've got planned for him for this winter is getting bowling a little bit earlier, getting his confidence up, getting some bowling time either indoors or even abroad if that opportunity comes along, so that when April comes along he's ready and desperate to get involved in that bowling group that did so well for us towards the end of the season.
Mm. You mentioned going abroad. One or two of your players are abroad. I think three of them are with England at the moment, Graham Onions and Ben Stokes and Scott Borthwick. One or two others are scattered around the world. So those who are away from Chesley Street are in the thick of it at the moment still.
Yeah, we always try and encourage the young players to go rather than spend the winter in the indoor nets to get some life experience and cricket experience, be it in New Zealand, be it in Australia, be it in South Africa. That's brilliant for them. And we've got quite a few of the younger lads either abroad or going abroad after Christmas. Mark Wood, who we're hoping for big things for, he's spending second winter in Queensland. We've got one or two of the younger guys. Paul Coughlin, he's going up off to Australia again. And the wicketkeeper, Young Cole, he's going off to Australia again. So quite a few of them are going. As you say, we've got two or three with England, and it's nice that these fellas are just picking up cricketing experience, and that's what you want. Your indoor stuff is okay to an extent, but you need these fellas to be learning for themselves how good they can be and how good they want to be.
So we're still sort of 5 months away, really, aren't we, from the start of all the action. You play Durham University on the 5th of April, then it gets going in all seriousness against Somerset the following week. So you're beginning the season here on the 10th of April, and Yorkshire not far after that as well, here as well.
Yeah, people who look at the fixture list, you'll see how much the English game has to adapt to the world game. And the biggest observation you make about Durham's fixture list for next season is that we play four games in April, four four-day matches in April, and then we have four four-day matches in September. So mathematics says we have 8 matches in 4 months squeezed in between that. So it's slightly lopsided as 2020 rears its head, as the International Champions Trophy or Champions League, whatever they call it, that's in England for this year. So that really extends the whole season. So it's an early start, a late finish, with a big accent on lots of early games and lots of late games. So a little bit lopsided, but the English cricketers and English coaches are always talking about time to prepare, time to rest, time for quality preparation. So we have no excuses when this season comes forward.